Weekend.
Now, 7 after the hour, the Good Day Weekend program continues. Labor Day weekend. We're here to function, to analyze, to cook, if you will. And Phil Lempert, who is the supermarket guru, is going to help us cook. He is the man. We are both here, co-conspirators in food. How do you like that, Phil?
I like that.
Doug and Phil, co-conspirators in the food world, brought to you by the folks at Bumblebee Tuna. Eat healthier. Get more fish in your diet with Bumblebee for great-tasting recipes that make your lunch or dinner simple, affordable, and nutritious. Visit Bumblebee.com. And a connection to Bumblebee at DougStephan.com as well. Some of the headlines this week in the food news department. I noticed that some salmon has been recalled for possible contamination. What, if anything, do you know about this? Is this farmed salmon? Is this regular salmon? And people always ask what the difference is between the two. When you go around and inspect supermarkets, is inspect a fair way of putting it? Do you consider yourself like Inspector Clouseau of the supermarket world?
Absolutely. You know, I think what all of us have to do is we all have to go into a store, whether it's a supermarket or any other store. We all have to be inspectors because, you know, it's the food that we're all consuming. And frankly, you know, nobody's going to take care of us as good as we're going to take care of us.
Right.
So, you know, I think we really have to be able to look very carefully if somebody has a store that's not as clean as it should be.
Mm-hmm.
Frankly, you know, we just need to take the lead on that.
Do you expose on your website, supermarketguru.com, or in other ways, the stores that you go into, whether they be local, probably didn't have as much impact because you're national and international. But let's say you went into an Albertsons, or you went into a Kroger, or you went into a Stop and Shop, or whatever the regional store is, and you saw conditions that were untenable. What would you write in your blog at supermarketguru.com?
Well, I think what we would do is first of all, talk to the store itself and let them know what we found. If we weren't able to get the right answer, we'd probably just call in the local
really, the
authority.
Board of Health,
yeah.
Or something? Yeah, really.
Absolutely.
Bless
when
you.
It comes to food safety, you know, there's nothing, you know, that is worth the risk.
All right. On the other side of that, these big companies know that, and they can't risk bad publicity. So don't they sort of train their managers, force them, if you will, in a good way, to be cognizant of all of this stuff?
Absolutely.
And they're not foolish, these people.
No. They're very well trained. Normally what happens is if there's a problem, it's usually in the deli or the prepared foods where they're dealing with fresh foods. And, you know, frankly, there's always going to be problems. Even if you look at this smoked salmon recall that you're talking about, Vita Foods is a very high-quality brand. You know, there's never been a problem with them before. This is, you know, where it has Listeria. Listeria has wound up in just about everything.
Yep.
So, you know, even the best of companies, you know, have an issue.
Mm.
But if you do have, you know, the Vita smoked salmon at home, look at it carefully, bring it back to the store, get your money back, and don't eat it.
I mean, that's a simple, the government makes lots of noise about this, and it's the news media certainly is co-conspirators there, will try to scare the hell out of you. Use your own common sense. If it looks like it may be a problem or you're questioning it, bring it back to the store and get your money back, period, end of story.
Exactly. And also, just put it in the right perspective. We're talking about under 10,000 packages.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that their package size is about 4 or 5 ounces. So we're not talking about this a huge recall. And frankly, you know, what has me much more concerned is when we're starting to see, you know, millions of pounds of ground beef being recalled.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that have me much more concerned than this.
All right. How about the concern you may or may not have for sort of synthetic meat? There's a story this week floating around, sort of voodoo meat, Some group of professors somewhere in Europe had a $200,000 grant. So they're taking stem cells from bovine, the pig, you heard the story. So they're making meat out of synthetic who knows what. So the PETA folks love it because you don't have to kill any animals in order to have this kind of meat, which is described as a sticky sort of like an egg, half-cooked egg substance. Yeah,
not for me. And look, I know there's a lot of people out there who are not meat eaters, and that's fine.
Yep.
But if you're going to have a piece of meat, it's fine. You know, the problem is that people who are having, three or four portions of meat a day, that's where we get into problems from a health standpoint.
Yeah.
But just having, an occasional steak or hamburger or whatever else, that's fine.
Fine.
It's all about balance. I mean, you and I have talked about this many times.
Yep.
You can have just about anything in balance.
Yep, right. All right, let's see who we are going to spend some time with today. We have, as usual, a couple of people to add to our knowledge of food and food issues. Who are those people?
Well, first up is going to be Pat Crocker, who's a cookbook author, an herbalist, and professional home economist. She's written, award-winning books, and what she's going to talk to us about are recipes that come from Morocco, so we can add a little bit more flavor and taste to our diets. And then also, you're talking about food safety, we're going to have with us Julie Lovelace, who's the Director of Operations of Keeping It Clean, where we're going to talk about basically consumer awareness of hygiene, of what we need to be doing to protect ourselves and our family in our kitchen.
All right. I've been meaning to ask you this question as the expert on food in our country for a long time. It comes in and out of my mind. But listening to your description of this lady who's going to join us makes me wonder about we have this FDA focus, this mania on food safety that is usually well after the cow is out of the barn,
right,
if you will. But it seems to me, because I don't trust the news media any further than I can throw them, that there are not more of these. They have just gotten, in terms of our population, whether it's, the focus on problems isn't because we have more people or perhaps poorer food safety. It is because the news media chooses to report on things that they may not have chosen to cover before, because there's great fear involved in these stories, and that's what they want.
Well, that's
yes and
the
no.
Old yes and no. The reality is that we've got the safest food supply in the world. That's the great news.
Yeah.
The other reality is we've got better testing techniques than ever before. So I would suggest that there's less incidence of food safety problems today, but we're finding out about them, and years ago we didn't find out about them. People just died. So, I think it's that. Then certainly on a slow news day, if something interesting isn't happening in Washington and we've got, some food safety crisis going on, absolutely, the news media jumps on it, and we have these, killer salmon stories,
right,
or whatever else.
You're going to die. Everybody's going to die.
Exactly.
So when you go on The View, or you go on the Today Show, or you're on ABC, or any of the television shows that you do with regularity, do you ever feel like you're being set up, that is, the news cycle being whatever it is, that you are brought in to either help spread the word or the rumor, because...
No, in fact, just last week, right after the hurricane, I did Fox Business News with Neil Cavuto, and they wanted to know about the impact of what the hurricane would do for food prices, because certainly a lot of farmland and a lot of hogs and poultry were affected in North Carolina. But for me, the most important thing to get out is with all this standing water that's hanging around there and everything else, there's huge opportunities to have E. coli problems, mosquito problems, that really affect our food supply. So, no, I think that when you go on these programs, you've got a responsibility to really tell the truth. And if they want to make it sensational, they will. But you've got to remember that we've got to get that word out, and people have got to be protecting themselves.
All right. There's the word. Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, is here. Both of us are working to try to pass along a lot of information. We'll have expert Pat Crocker with us in a few minutes here on Good Day Weekend. It's Phil, supermarketguru.com is his website.
I need a three-phase cooling tower motor to stay in business. Business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
If we take good care of our customers, they'll take good care of us. Business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Fall is right around the corner, and it's the perfect time to change up your look. Motion celebrity stylist Ursula Steven, known for Rihanna's edgy styles, has the inside scoop on how to achieve the hottest trends for the season.
Fall is a great time to have fun. Try new looks and step out looking your best. You can shine in any situation with the right products. Whether you're going from playful braids or a sleek and sexy bob, the key is to keep your hair looking fierce and fabulous. Motion's new Hold and Shine Styling Spray is the perfect product to finish any look. With fierce control, this long-lasting, water-free formula offers brilliant shine without the stickiness of some hairsprays. It provides all-day humidity resistance and 24-hour hold. To keep your style looking fabulous from day to night, whether you're going for edgy or elegant, Motion's Hold and Shine Styling Spray will definitely take your look up a notch.
Motion's hair care essentials are available at major food and drug stores nationwide, as well as your local beauty and barber stores. For more information, visit motionshair.com. I'm Ashley Murphy in New York.
Everyone knows that Cosmo's considered the Bible, a magazine that provides women with all the info they need to have more satisfying relationships and hotter sex lives. But you may not realize that millions of men regularly sneak a peek at it. Well, now there's good news for male Cosmo fans. The brand has just launched CFG, Cosmo for Guys, an interactive monthly app for iPad packed with tips on understanding and pleasing a woman, both in and out of bed. Kate White, editor-in-chief of Cosmo.
The idea for CFG really came from men themselves. They often tell us that they love reading Cosmo because they want to find out what makes females tick. With CFG, we tell them everything they're dying to know. Guys will love all the secrets we reveal, from the touch thousands of women crave in bed to the five words you should never say on a date.
Find the CFG, Cosmo for Guys iPad app on the App Store or at iTunes.com/App Store.
Fish is one of the healthiest, most inexpensive, and easiest to prepare foods on the market. In fact, groups such as the USDA My Plate Program and the World Health Organization not only recommend eating fish for a variety of health benefits, including fighting heart disease, diabetes, stroke, and depression in adults, and promoting brain development in babies, and also emphasizes the risk of not eating enough fish as well. A lot of us are confused as how to incorporate more fish into our diets, but you don't have to be. Just take a can of tuna, like Bumblebee Sensations Tuna Medley Sun-Dried Tomato and Basil, peel off the foil lid, and scoop it on top of a bowl of cooked pasta. Add your favorite vegetables, and voila, a nutritious dinner is served, the quick and easy way. Tuna is high in omega-3s that are good for our hearts, high in protein, and low in fat. It only takes minutes to prepare and is more affordable than takeout. Bumblebee Sensation Seasoned Tuna Medleys are available in 3 delicious varieties and are an easy way to get more fish into your diet affordably without the preparation or the hassle. So for other convenient products like the Bumblebee Premium Albacore Pouch or more great tasting recipes that make your lunch or dinner simple, affordable, and nutritious, all you've got to do is visit bumblebee.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works. You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
After the hour, the Good Day Weekend program. Phil Leppert, the supermarket guru, is here. And we have Pat Crocker with us now, who's an international award-winning cookbook person. How's that?
An herbalist, a home economist. Not just a cookbook person.
Well,
this is a major food person.
A major food person. All right, Pat, you feeling good about being a major food person?
Oh, I'm loving it. It's just so much fun. Yeah.
So Pat, your new cookbook is all about different cuisines from Morocco, right?
It is. Actually, it zeroes in on tagine cooking.
So tell us about what tagine cooking is all about. Now, Doug is a dairy farmer who really, you know, loves his fruits, loves his vegetables, loves his dairy products. Is there a place for him in tagine cooking?
Absolutely, Doug. Yeah, you'll love this book. Tagine is a word that is both a noun and a verb. It's the name of the specific pot that looks like a Mexican hat on top of a bottom pot. It's two pieces, and the Mexican hat part of it is the lid. And so the reason it's shaped as, you know, in this conical shape is to allow for the steam to rise. It condenses on the top of that lid, which is cooler, and then the liquids fall back into the pot. So it's a very moist cooking, and you can do vegetables and lots of great meat dishes using this technique.
So it's really more about the pot than the recipes?
It's about the pot. It's all about the pot because it's burst onto the North American scene in a big way. Four major manufacturers have embraced this pot and come up with their own brands of tagine pots. And they've sort of revolutionized this. This is a pot that's evolved in North Africa for over the course of centuries, it hasn't changed at all. It was essentially a clay pot that was put right into the coals of a fire. It was used by nomadic Berbers, the Arab tribes that sort of wandered all over. And so what's happened is that in North America, we've taken the concept of the pot but applied it to stovetop cooking and made the whole process faster, more efficient, and with, newer materials.
See, what's interesting is, and again, I'm not a chef or a cook.
On the radio.
I haven't even seen, this pot coming out. You said four companies are now producing them.
At least four companies are, four of the majors are, and it's been around. People have embraced the clay pots, but they were very delicate, and they had to be used in the oven. And now you can buy, you can walk into any department store almost and purchase one of several different types, different manufacturers types, and they're made with all kinds of different materials. Some are made with fireproof clay, and some are stone. Most of them have a stick-proof quality to them. Others have a cast iron base with a clay lid. But it's just exploding all over North America because of the flavors. And here we go back to the recipes, which is the second part. The other part of the term tagine is actually the name of the stew or the dish that you cook in the tagine pot. And so those recipes are obviously in the book.
So give us an example of one of your favorite recipes that are in the book.
Well, I love fish, and so there are actually, I think, four or five chapters. There's a beef chapter, a chicken chapter, one on lamb, because, of course, lamb is a major one of
that
the,
area. Yeah.
In that area. Mm-hmm. And then there's a fish, and there's a vegetarian chapter. So there are five, you can cook five different kinds of tagines in these pots using this book. But the one that I like is fruited salmon with mushrooms and mustard sauce.
Mm.
And the other thing about the cooking cell is that when you're using this tagine pot, the food cooks and makes its own sauce. So it's like a one-pot dish, and the sauces are absolutely unbelievable. And it's not a particularly hot. It's spicy, but not a hot cuisine. So it's.
So if we Google tagine, T-A-G-I-N-E, tagine cooking, your book would come up first, I'm guessing.
Yeah. Oh, I hope so.
Yeah, right. I mean, this is a very unique thing. A lot of people, that is the way you describe the pot, that was especially helpful. So you might want to check this out if you're interested in something new, and a lot of people are. There are a lot of folks who like to cook, looking for something new. That's what this is, tagine or cooking, helping to make your life full of joy and love and peace and fulfillment with good food. Pat Crocker, nice to have you here on the program. Tagine cooking, yum. Half past the hour, Phil Lempert here.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to benefit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com. Taking back America's health care one American at a time.
Hey, Bill, pick up line 3. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's up?
Here. Thanks. Hey, Bill, I just received my shipment of the safety net, our full-year emergency food system. I can't tell you how great it feels to personally not have to worry anymore, especially with the growing threats to our everyday food supply.
Brian, not only are you getting 4,320 nutritionally dense, delicious food servings, but the individual serving price is just $1.43 per meal. It's truly great tasting food at amazing prices.
The variety is also a huge bonus, Bill. It's like having access to a full menu of impressive food.
Well, it really is a safety net for those worried about the coming food shortages and how their families can prepare.
It's great knowing I'm covered for the future, but I gotta go, Bill, and get all this food unloaded.
With scorching heat devastating U.S. cropland, there's never been a better time to visit safetynetsavings.com. That's safetynetsavings.com. Visit safetynetsavings.com today.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Now, 33 after the hour, the Good Day Weekend program continuing. Phil Leppert and Doug Steffen here to bring you up to speed, if you will, on the food news of the week. Interesting at Phil Leppert, supermarketguru.com. A lot of focus on safe food, safe school lunches, that sort of thing, because school has started. A lot of attention being paid to that. What should people put? Even my dog Charlotte is in on the act here.
I don't know if you know this, but one of the biggest trends that we're starting to see now, and Charlotte's going to appreciate this,
yes,
is a lot of these local butchers that have opened up shop are now making custom pet food, in particular for dogs. So you go to the butcher, and it costs about $10 a pound, and they will make Charlotte the best meal ever.
$10 a pound. I forgot whether you have any pets at home or not.
Nope.
No.
So no, not a pet guy.
Taking advantage of that sort of thing.
Too much traveling.
Yeah, that's true. You're on the road all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of traveling, let's travel over to Julie Lovelace's corner of the world. Would you help us understand how we can get Julie into our lives and help ourselves understand her focus on food safety, Phil?
Well, one of the most important things, and we've talked about this and we continue to talk about it here on the program, is the responsibility that we all have when it comes to proper food safety. So we've asked Julie to join us. She's the Director of Operations of Keeping It Clean, and really take us through what we need to know, especially now that it's the end of the summer, time to clean out that refrigerator, time to get ready for back to school. So, Julie, welcome to Good Day.
Well, good morning. Thank you very much.
So what's the number one concern that you have when it comes to keeping it clean?
I think that the biggest thing is that consumers, people like you and me and my family and your family, we don't realize that our daily habits are making us sick. Simple things like our cell phones are incredibly dirty, and we're so focused on using our cell phones every day, and we never wash our hands.
You know, to be honest with you, I am a I live with my smartphone. I'm not on the phone that much as I'm texting and doing emails and so on, but never really thought about how dirty probably my smartphone is.
Well, they say that the average cell phone is 18 times dirtier than a restroom toilet handle. And that you would be better served putting the bottom of your shoe up to your face than your phone.
Well, that's a nice visual.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, good morning.
It's not even Get Smart in rear.
That's right. And kids these days, I'm starting to sound like my mother, never wash their hands. I know my kids rarely wash their hands, and they're constantly on their phone playing video games, and just the constant traveling of the germs and the contaminating of the food, it's making all of us sick.
So let's talk about some of the things that we should be doing. Obviously, now we know we should be cleaning our cell phone. What are some other basics that we are ignoring that we shouldn't be?
We need to pay attention to things like when we go to the grocery store, that when we pack our groceries in our hot trunk, that we are going straight home and we're not stopping at Target or the bank or going to the school to pick up the kids. We need to get our food into the refrigerator within a proper amount of time to keep the food at a safe temperature.
Okay, so when we leave the store, make sure it's not in that trunk, unless you've got a, you know, air-conditioned trunk, which I don't think anybody has. What about when we're going up and down the aisles of the store itself?
Oh, absolutely. That is such a key point. Keeping the food separate in your cart, almost making a plan before you go into the store, keeping your produce separate from the meat, separate from the chemicals, and so on. And then when the groceries are being packed up, they should be packed separately as well.
One of the things that Doug and I are very concerned about, we talk a lot about, has to do with the amount of recalls that are out there, the amount of headlines that we hear. We talked earlier in the program about the salmon recall. What about our food system, if you would, has you concerned?
I think that as consumers, we always assume that when we go to a grocery store or when we go to a restaurant that everything that we are getting is safe. And I think that the biggest breakdown in the system truly is our part in it, that we make all of these assumptions and we don't follow through on our end to make sure that everything we have is safe.
So in terms of understanding the system, what I'm hearing from you, correct me if I'm wrong, is that the ultimate consumer, you, are responsible for the ultimate safety, quality, goodness of your food. Not only your choices, but how you treat it. And I say that because Phil and I continuously talk about the government and the government regulations and food safety and all of this stuff that becomes nonsensical because it really doesn't make any difference. Nothing makes any difference other than you and your ability to understand what it is that you are buying, what you're consuming, how you are protecting your family is dependent on how you treat the foods that you buy.
Absolutely. We found a staggering statistic that said 80% of the 76 million cases of food poisoning last year were believed to be caused at home and not in a restaurant.
Would you repeat that, please?
80% of the 76 million cases of food poisoning were believed to be caused at home and not at a restaurant. So that's over 60 million people who get sick due to their own carelessness.
Right. We should send the government into all those homes, Phil, right away. Get a list of all those homes where those people get sick, and let's get a government investigator to find out what the problem is.
Well, then we'd need, you know, about a $1 billion budget, and training these people isn't going to happen, and we just have yet another boondoggle.
No. You think the public can learn how to be responsible for its own food?
Well, I think we have to. I don't think we have a choice. And I think what Julie is bringing up is that we have this responsibility that we can't just point fingers. And, you know, when we get food from a supermarket, when we cook it at home, when we store it at home, we've got to pay attention.
It's your responsibility to safeguard yourself and your family's food.
Yes.
Simple.
Yep.
Couldn't agree more.
All right. Oh, it takes care of that then. What is keepingitclean.com? Or it's keeping clean, not keeping. Yeah, it is keepingitclean.com.
It's keeping it clean. Clean is spelled K-L-E-E-N. It's a website filled with lots of free information for consumers. We have a very fun interactive home health inspection challenge, which I would encourage everyone to take. It's a 15-question quiz, and it challenges you to find out how much you know or don't know about your kitchen.
What's your guess? What do you think most people know about their kitchens? Where the foodborne illnesses may be? Is it possible, Phil, we always talk about Listeria and E. coli. Those can exist in your own home as well as they can exist in a processing plant or a food facility, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, they're just simple basics that I think the average person ignores. You know, if you look at your refrigerator, the back end of the handle of your refrigerator that nobody typically ever cleans is a bacteria breeding ground. So you open up the door, you're touching that area, you're touching the food. There's just so much that we ignore and that we take for granted.
You know, I recently had a conversation with someone, and they brought up the point that our mothers, generations ago, mothers owned the kitchen. And because now everyone is so busy, no one in the home truly owns the kitchen and has taken ownership of it.
Mm. Isn't that interesting? Yeah,
yep.
Everybody's in, take responsibility for yourself. So you've got to teach these things to your children. It would be nice if we, in all of this hoopla to spend money or save money or whatever it is we're doing, we can get some health education courses back in the public schools so this sort of thing could be taught, because this is a basic science course. Basic science is about understanding your food, how to protect it. I mean, this is what we're talking about here. Understand what these various bacteria are and how to keep your family and yourself healthy and free of these. That's a good lesson to be taught in a health ed course, but because most health ed courses also teach you about, they don't exist because of the moronic, the certain segment of the public who doesn't want anybody to know anything about their sexuality, because as we all know, whenever you learn anything about your sexuality, you're going to be doing it, and that's all they care about. So all of these things that are ancillary to it, including food safety and health, are washed away with these other things that are part of the health ed curriculum. Pretty nonsensical, pretty counterintuitive as well. So that's my political statement for the day.
And with that?
Yes, Julie, thank you for being here. Keeping It Clean, KLEEN.com. Check out that website. Very nice to have you here. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, and now go wash your hands.
Yes, absolutely. 800-510-8255. You know, we were talking about tuna, and I found out something this week. I don't know if you saw this or not. Did you know that tuna that's caught, for example, on the east coast of our country, gets shipped to Japan to be processed and then shipped back to our country to be sold to those who consume it?
And that's amazing to me, because when you look at whether it's tuna or beef, you know, we raise beef in this country, ship it to Mexico to be grown, and then ship it to Canada to be slaughtered.
Yeah.
It's all about the money. And as you're transporting this food, that increases the risk for food safety problems tenfold. And, you know, it's a shame that we just keep on demanding lower food prices. And as a result of that, they do things like you're describing.
The apple that's picked in England gets shipped to South Africa to be cleaned and waxed and then shipped back to the UK to be sold to consumers. These things not only happening here, but all around the world.
Oh, yeah.
You got to wonder how crazy this is. And again, what happens in the root, in process? People more and more are learning about this, Phil, and that's why the locavore movement. Let's go find some apples from the local orchard. Let's go find, you know, there's got to be local processors of things like tuna right? Is that something that
No, because, you know, tuna is really, especially canned tuna or tuna in a pouch, is very much a commodity-driven business. So there, no. But, you know, to your point, apples. You know, most apples that we're buying in the supermarket actually are kept in cold storage for about a year.
Right.
Until we consume them.
Right. There's only a certain from now until kind of late October before, right, sort of around the frosting time. There's about a two-month period, a window of 2 months or so, that apples, at least in the Northeast, I don't know about Washington State, I think out in the Northwest, the growing season is the same, but they don't have to worry about frost out there. But all these things take into consideration. That's what this lady Julie and what Phil is talking about all the time. Know what your object. If you're very busy, I've got to run here and run there. Think about this for a second. What's more important than the safety and health of your family? If you're so damn busy because you got to go play a game of golf or a game of bridge or something like that, it's about you versus what's good for your entire family. Maybe that is a sobering thought, and you'll give a little more thought to looking at labels. You can spend hours. The other day, I know you do the shopping, a lot of it for your house. I do it for me because I'm by myself. I went to the store and spent 3 hours. It happened to be a rainy, horrible day. And I'm looking at labels and understanding what stuff is all about and deciding not to buy this or that based on what's in it, where it comes from, and what it costs.
Yep.
Am I the typical consumer?
Yes, more than ever before. Not about the 3 hours, because we typically spend about 22 minutes on every shopping trip.
Yep. You're kidding. Wow.
You know, the average person goes shopping 2.2 times a week for food and spends 22 minutes on each trip. But more reading labels than ever before, and that's what we need to do.
Yeah. Well, it's just about you, your family, their health and well-being.
Yep. And also, knowing what you're getting, you know, you bring up the apples. Again, if you're going to get apples this fall that are local, they're going to be juicy. They're going to be full of antioxidants.
They're
going to be great nutrition. If you're getting an apple that was in cold storage for a year, it's
going to
be
left?
Like biting into styrofoam.
You know, the other thing about local sources of food, produce, for example, whether it's lettuce or carrots or whether it's corn or cucumbers, you name it, for the most part, all of that stuff has a life, and the life is about 24 hours of its real, pure, natural best. It has the makings of really good component for building your body for about 24 hours, and then it starts to lose its literal, its juices.
Yep. Well, it's a living and breathing fruit or vegetable or plant or human being. It's everything. So once you take it off the vine or off the tree or out of the ground, you know, it stops living. It stops growing, if you would.
Food for thought, if you will, from the supermarket guru, Phil Lempert is here. It's 12 before the hour.
I'm in the I need cordless cutting shears to finish this vent work business.
At Granger, we know what business you're in.
I'm in the if you can help my business, then you'll get my business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct. Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh, true.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
All right, so Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, and I are going to bring to you some of the food headlines of the week coming up just a moment here.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
More than 35 million people around the world are living with Alzheimer's, and millions more share their time, energy, and love as caregivers. The Alzheimer's Association is honoring these everyday heroes throughout September to commemorate World Alzheimer's Month. Alex Appel is an Alzheimer's hero.
As a hospital volunteer, my grandmother dedicated her life to caring for people. Alzheimer's took away her ability to care for others, and then eventually herself. So I ran 4 50-mile ultramarathons and raised $55,000 to fight Alzheimer's. I run in honor of my grandmother and the other families living with this terrible disease.
Alzheimer's is a 6th leading cause of death in the United States, and the only cause of death among the top 10 without a way to prevent, cure, or even slow its progression. Please join the fight by visiting alz.org/WAM for ideas on how you can declare the end of Alzheimer's starts with me.
Bill Lempert, the supermarket guru. Please check out supermarketnews.com, supermarketguru.com. Phil is everywhere, and he here on the weekend co-hosts this program that is a focus on your food, the safety of your food, and to rehash, underscoring that you are responsible to safeguard your food supply. That is a thread that runs through. No matter, we find out every week, Phil, from various people who are experts in this area, that area of food and consumption. You get right down to the brass tacks and how the government gets so involved in these things, how we've let it get to this point where it is beyond lunacy and stupidity. Nobody's thinking, you talk about muscles atrophying. Nobody thinks about anything. They rely on the government, and the government screws up everything. I saw something that I thought you'd appreciate. Somebody sent me a... hold on just a second. I'm going to read it to you because it's so appropriate. Here it is. If you put the federal government in charge of the Sahara Desert, in 5 years there'd be a shortage of sand. Oh, my God. I thought that was priceless. Sorry.
You know, if you take a look at what's going on and the amount of money that it takes to run this country, there's just so much waste in the system. Even if you look at what's happened with the hurricane, you know, you've got some real disasters that have taken place in North Carolina, in particular on the farmland. It will take years for these people to be able to get the money that's required to go back to growing their food.
Yep. And the FEMA people are getting themselves involved in everything instead of just the real serious disasters. It's crazy.
Yep.
All right, let's go to the headlines section. At DougStephan.com, we always are featuring you and the items that you blog about. One of them this week I thought was pretty interesting. I think we're coming up on the on some of the Jewish holidays.
Yep.
So you have focused on kosher foods. I don't know if I told you, I had the dairy store inspected, the dairy system here, inspected to be certified as kosher acceptable. I forget what the terminology is. And it was. And then I thought to myself, what is this really all about?
Well, it's about sanitation. It's about food safety. When you really look at the kosher laws that, you know, are thousands of years old,
right.
It was really designed to keep people from dying from food safety issues, which is why people weren't allowed to have pork, for example, because those days, you know, pigs were very filthy animals.
Really? I never really knew that. Wow.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And also, that's why you're not allowed to have milk and meat at the same meal, because, you know, those two things created indigestion for people and so on. So what you have is you have very practical, intelligent, simple regulations, if you would, on how to eat from a food safety standpoint the best way possible. Now, what we're starting to see is not only kosher, but also what's called halal, which is basically about the, you know, treatment, the humane treatment of animals. And we're starting to see both kosher and halal growing much faster than organic because people are really starting to understand that just having organic, quote unquote, doesn't mean that it's going to be healthier or it's safer.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you're going to reduce the risk of pesticides. You're going to not have products with growth hormones. But people want a lot more than that these days.
Yeah. So that's very instructive, keeping it kosher, if you will. It's not just for Jewish consumers. Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru. Check out philsfoodsense.org as well. Back next week at the same time with more information. Making your food world safer and smarter is what Phil Lempert is all about. 59 pounds. Big